This is a Bikias recording for Maseches Chagiga Daf Yud Omid Beis. We're holding the second line of Yud Omid Beis. So the Gemara said that a Korban Chagiga, the concept of bringing the Korban Chagiga, that is something which is like mountains that are hanging by a thread. So the Gemara, which means it doesn't have much of a source in the Torah Shebichsav, and it's all learned out in the Torah Shebaal Peh. So ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? Nichtav Ksivan. This is written in the Torah Shebichsav. We talked about the Chagiga in the Psukim. Lo tzricha, not so. The answer is kibli chida amara papa la bai. It's like the case where papa said the bai. Mimai da hai vacha gosim aso chag lashem zvicha. How do I know that when it says in the Pasuk you should celebrate the chag tashem, that's referring to with a korban chagiga, dilma chogu chaga kamarachmana. Maybe it just means have a holiday. So therefore, there's no explicit case where it says shecht and bring a korban chagiga, which should be a korban shlamim, etc. It says have a holiday. Now we darshan that having a holiday means the korban chagiga, but lav dafka, you didn't have to darshan it that way. So elameyata. But now based on this, dechsev ayachoguli ba midbar. When we said to Paro, send out the Jews and let them have a holiday in the desert. Hachanami, the chogu chogahu. Maybe it just means to have a holiday. But we know that Paro understood that it meant to bring korbanos. He kept talked about what do you need, what are you going to bring. And if you say, yeah, okay, it means to have a holiday, but it doesn't mean bring a korban. Yomer Moshe gamata titim biyadenu zvachim va'olos. You have to give us all these animals for korbanos. So we see that it was understood between Moshe and Paro that they were going to be bringing a korban chagiga, not just having a holiday. So Dilma Gemara answers Hachi Kama. Maybe what he meant to say was this. This is what the Torah meant to say. Ichlush su b'chogu chaga kamoi. So he's saying, eat, drink, and have a holiday in front of me. So lo sol gadai. You can't possibly think that. Dichsiv v'lo yalin chelev chagi ad boker. He says, you can't leave the chalev of my holiday to the morning. Meaning, so, what do you mean? The chalev, the fat of the holiday? Isla gadaitak the chogahu. This is tarba le choga. Islay. What are you talking about? You're going to leave over the noser of the holiday? What? So before we get to the answer. But he's saying, so obviously what it was talking about was that you have to bring a korban chagiga, and that part of the korban chagiga has to be burned on the mizbeach overnight. It can't be left over till the next morning. So Gemara says, not so fast. The dilma hachikam rachmana. Maybe the Torah means the following: chaylev abab is man chag lo yolin. Right, the chaylev that you bring from the chaylev that's left over from the zman of the chag. So you want to have korbanos, fine, okay. You want to have chaylev that's left over, that you can't leave over. But now, based on this, habab is man chagu delo yalin ha de kol hashana kula yalin. What? So when you bring a korban, and you have, let's say, the korban tamid or any other korban that you bring, a korban shlamim of a neder and a dava the rest of the year. What? So that would mean that you can leave the chaylev for that korban overnight. It's only any chaylev, any korban that you would bring during Yantif, that you couldn't leave it over? That's hard to understand that that's what it means. Right? So it says in the pasuk, kol alayla ad haboker ksiv. It says you can go until morning, you gotta get rid of it. So Dilma, imiyahu havamina hahu la'aseh kosav rachmana. Hai lilav. So he says, maybe what it means is that was written for the sake of a mitzvah saseh. You're supposed to burn it. But this is telling you there's a lo saseh to leave it over. So when it says lav ksiv k'rachwina, now I have a different pasuk to teach me that lav. Lo yolin min abasar asher tizbach ba'erev b'yom arishon naboker. It says explicitly you can't leave over any meat from that which is brought as a korban the previous evening for the next day. The dilma lav alav v'shnei lavin. So maybe it was two lavin. This to teach you that if you do it, you violated two lavin ba'aseh, and also you violated an aseh. So now you have two lavin and an aseh, not to leave over the chalev. Ela asyam yidavar davar. No, rather you live it out, learn out from Gzeir Shav. Ksiv hacha v'yachogu li ba'midbar, ksiv hasam, hazvachim v'hamincha, higashtem li ba'midbar, ma'la lan zvachim afkan zvachim. So we see you have a Gzeir Shav. What was a Gzeir Shav? It says zvachim and mincha, you brought me in the desert, these korbanos, And then it says when it talks about the yontif, right? So, 1 second, I lost the place. Sorry. Rabbi Yechogu Liban Midbar. Sorry, it says you'll have a chag, and it also says you brought zvachim and the mincha in the midbar. So we learn now from the fact. It says malalun zvachim avkan zvachim, that both things are talking about karbanos. So why does it say that they're hanging from a thread, that there's no psukim? We have this kind of tzeir shava that teaches us that there is such a, that when it says chag, it's a carbon chagiga. So divrei Torah, divrei Kabbalah, lo yalfinam, because one of them is a pasuk in Shemos, and one of them is from the Navi, and therefore it's they have a cloud, divrei Torah, divrei. It's Navi Amos in Perikei plus Chafei. So we don't learn out from the Chumash to the Treyasar, and therefore it's not officially a real limud. Okay, sorry, I was a little unclear on that. I'm at a wedding again tonight, and it's like a little off my game. Sorry. Okay, Meilos. So we said another example of something that is not written explicitly in the Torah; it's hanging by a thread. Is Meila. Mechtav Ksivan says, what are you talking about? It is written in the Torah. No, it's teaching us the following Mishnah. Hashaliach sha'asa shlichuso balabayis mo'al. So he's saying there's a different rule that you can have shlichus by me'ila. Normally, we say in shaliach lidvar avera. But if you sent a shaliach to use a korban for your own purposes, and you didn't do it yourself, you had somebody else do it for you, so then, if he's doing his job, if he did his job correctly, then he actually he doesn't violate the me'ilah. You, the guy who sent him, violates the me'ilah, which is unique to this particular mitzvah. It doesn't apply. Let's say if I hire a hitman, so and the hitman goes and kills somebody, so that's not my avera. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not a big tzaddik, but I don't violate the avera of murder. He violated the avera of murder. But however, here, if I hire a guy to do me'ilah and he does the me'ilah, he does not violate Megillah, I violate Megillah. So that's what's not written in the Torah anywhere explicitly. So he says, and then just to finish off the Mishnah, lo asla shlichuso, but if he changed, if he deviated from the shlichus that I sent him to do, then shaliach mo'al, then the shaliach gets the isser of Megillah, and because I didn't send him to do that exact act. V'chi asla shlichuso amai mo'al. Why does he violate the isser of Megillah? And why do I violate the Isser Mi'ilah if he actually did his job? What can the Shaliach do the Avera and the Mishaleach can become Chayev? Right? So, Hainu Kaharorin Atulian Bisara. That's what it means, that there's no real source for it in the Torah, that it's like mountains that are hanging by a thread. Amar Rava. Well, my Kusha says, what's the Kasha? Dilma Shaini Mi'ilah. The Alpha Chait Chait Mitruma. He says, maybe Mi'ilah is different, that we have a Xerah Shava from Truma Mahasam Shlucha Shaladmi Kimoso. One of the sources of the concept of Shlichus is Truma. And therefore, just like Truma is one of the sources of Shlichus, came through Gamatem. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk by separating Truma, that you can have somebody be a Shlich separate for you. So too. Afkan, even so too by Me'ilah, we learn out that Shluchus Shalom Kimoso, that there is a concept of Shlichus in this particular case. Elam Arava Lo Nitzcha Elchadai. He says, I'll tell you what we don't have a source for. It's the following Braisa. Nizkar Bala Bias Lo Nizkar Shaliach. Let's say the owner realizes in the middle, oh no, that what I sent him to do, that's an Isser of Me'ilah. But the Shaliach doesn't know, and they didn't have cell phones in those days. And therefore, he couldn't reach him in time. So shliach ma'al. In that case, when the Baal HaBayis basically rescinds the shlichus in the middle, so then the shliach is in violation of the Me'ilah. Shliach anya ma'ika ovid. Right? So he says, wait a second. The shliach should have to be chayev for that? What did he do? He just did his job. He didn't know anything was wrong. So the Gemara says, hayinu kaharor natluyin besara. That's why it's considered like mountains that are hanging by a thread. I'm Ravashi, my kusha. So Ravashi says, nah, I don't think that's a good kasha. That's a good no source either. Dilma, midi dahave amotsoi maos hektish lechulin. Maybe it's similar to the case of a person who takes monies that were set aside specifically for hektish purposes and he uses them for mundane purchases instead. Maybe we can learn out from there to this case, and it's the same thing. Like if you give somebody money to spend, and it turns out it's hektish money, okay, so it's unfortunate the guy didn't know. But the guy who spent it, that's on him, even though he didn't know any better. So therefore, it's not necessarily that this is not written in the Torah. Elo Amar Rav Ashi lo nitzvcha elo chetitna. Not rather, it fits the following Mishnah. Notal even okora shel hektish. If the guy takes a beam or a stone that was made hektish and he uses it for mundane purposes, hareza lo mo'al. He did not violate Megillah in that case. Nosna l'chavero, but once he gives it over to a friend to use, hu mo'al, l'chavero lo mo'al. Then the guy who gives it over, he violates Megillah, and his friend did not. So mechti, mishka, shakla, all he did was take it. Mali hu, mali chavero. So why would it differentiate between the guy who actually did the taking and gave it over to a friend, and the friend he gave it over to? So there's no reason to dafka differentiate between the two. So Gemara says, "Hainu karo natulim b'sar." So that's the pshat that there's no source for it in the Torah. Gemara says, "Not so fast. Maybe there is a source for it as well." My kusha, why do you think that that's so difficult? Dilma kiddush Shmuel. Maybe we're going like Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel. Shmuel explains hacha going over now to Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Hacha begizbar hamasurus lo abne binyan askinon. This is talking about the gizbar, the hektish representative, the guy who's in charge of collecting all the money for hektish, and that we're giving him over all of the stones for the building. The kolhecha, the mancha, b'rishus adidei mancha, because the rule with the gizbar is anywhere that the stones are, they're officially in his rishus. So what it means is that it really belongs to the gizbar no matter what, and therefore, if you give it over to somebody else, it wouldn't transfer ownership regardless because it belongs to the gizbar the whole time. Okay, we're going to hold here, and that's where I'm going to pick up.